Dark Smile Productions present Mappinstead's Wedding Bell Blues by Simon Beswick.
In the village of Kildaren lived a maiden young and fair. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds.
So come on, Steads, are we going over or what?
Yeah, in a minute.
You've been saying that for the last half hour.
Alan, alright, just don't keep going on about it.
Hey!
I'm sorry, it's just...
Alright, Steads, mate.
Alright, Matt.
Gemma.
Hi, Eileen.
You okay?
Yeah, you?
Hi.
Give us a minute, love.
Come on, Gemma. Men's talk.
Male bonding. Isn't it sweet?
Let's go get a drink. You ever feel like you're intruding in a relationship?
All the time.
Sarah, what the blaze are that band playing at?
Carl, shush. We got a good deal.
They do know it's a wedding. Christ, Pat Boylan's wake was less depressing than this.
It's Rita's son, Keith. You remember him?
Don't adjust. Him and Paul rode a go-kart through my fence.
15 years ago, Carl. Get over it.
Remember rollicking again, him?
I expect he does. Rita says he's just come off the Prozac.
Pity. So far, the musical entertainment for our daughter's wedding's been one long round of murder, suicide, and God help us, at least one instance of cannibalism.
I'm sure they're just warming up. I'll have a word about playing something jollier.
Good. Any more of this, and I'll have to stick my whole head in the chocolate fountain.
Let me know if you need any help.
So?
What?
Have you asked her yet?
Yeah.
Why not?
I haven't found the right moment yet.
Not sure there is one. Here.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
No? What are you trying to say?
Nothing. Not about you and her.
You mean Shona and Graham?
Yeah, that.
I know, mate. I don't get it either.
Well, if you don't, nobody will.
Oi!
Soz, mate. I just mean, you've had that many girlfriends, you've always been the player, haven't you?
Not anymore.
I know. Proud of you.
Thanks, mate. Do you want to see my ring?
What?
Engagement ring.
Oh, go on, then.
Here. See?
Nice one, mate. How much did that set you back?
Be worth it.
If you ever get round to asking her.
I will.
Well, as long as you do. She's a cracking lass.
I know. You've always fancied her.
What? Get to...
I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
But you helped us get back together anyway. I'm never going to forget that.
Right, well, just remember to ask her. Stuff all this right moment stuff. If it's meant to be.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Cheers.
Cheers.
How are you, Map, anyway?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Didn't mean to snap. It's just been a bit intense lately.
Oh, aye.
Not like that. Just, he's so lovey-dovey and serious about it all.
That's love.
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong, Gemma?
I don't know. He's... Map's lovely, you know. He's sweet, he'll do anything for me, but... it's not love. Oh, not for me, anyway.
I see. So, what are you going to do?
I don't know, Eileen. I just don't know.
As long as you stay away from my man.
You know I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Eileen, don't. Please, I need to tell someone. I mean, you know what it's like. Don't you? When you can't feel the same way.
Aye. Come on. Let's get back to the boys before they run away together.
Oh, don't. Please, I don't need images like that.
Here they come.
You ready?
Nope.
Good.
Hello, boys.
Miss us.
Don't I always?
Holly, get off.
Map.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Jem.
What? What is it?
I want to show you something.
Said the actress to the bishop. Steads?
Hmm?
What's going on?
What do you mean?
You and Map. What's all the big mystery?
Map's going to pop the question.
To Gemma?
What?
Nothing.
Eileen?
Nothing. Come on. Let's go congratulate the happy couple.
Excuse me.
What? Oh, hi, Aunt Sarah.
Keith, the songs you're playing are all very nice, in their way. But I would prefer people danced at Shona's wedding reception rather than committed mass gory suicide.
Eh?
Never mind. I suppose I should just thank my lucky stars you've not started playing any Leonard Cohen.
Oh, no, a few of his.
You dare.
So what do you want?
Play something cheerful.
Cheerful?
Cheerful.
Oh, okay.
Still can't believe it.
What can you believe, Steds? Your sister getting married. We all grow up, you know. Well, women do anyway.
I just can't believe she's marrying him.
She already did. Or did you sleep through the service? So come on. What have you got against this guy?
Told you last night.
Tuned out by then. Look, I have a boarding threshold like anyone else.
I was at St. Ambrose with Graham.
So, are you not friends?
What, me and him?
Okay, so you weren't.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just don't understand why you hate him so much.
Because Graham Rutledge is the worst kind of bully. He would never throw the first punch. He would just dig, dig, dig till I swung at him. And I'll be the one getting done.
I'm sorry. But come on, Paul. You've got to let this stuff go.
Half the time it was because of the things he was saying about Shona.
Oh.
I mean, really bad things.
Why?
I'm not repeating it. Graham treats women like dirt. Always did, and he's never changed.
It's her choice, Paul. She must have seen something in him.
No, it's just wrong.
What is?
Oh, hiya, sis. No, nothing. Congratulations.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Not seen you for a bit?
No. Eileen, this is Shona. Shona, Eileen.
Oh, hi, we've met.
We have.
Hi. When you were knee-high to a grasshopper. I used to come over here when I was away. Joe Boylan was my mum's cousin.
Pat Boylan's dad?
Aye.
I'm sorry I missed the funeral.
That was where me and Paul met up again.
Really? It's good to...
Shona, love.
Hi, Dad.
Your brother behaving himself.
Yes, Dad.
Makes a change.
Dad.
Hello, Paul.
Hiya, Mum.
So, who's this?
Oh, hi, Soz.
Hello there, Mrs. Farron.
Do I know you from somewhere?
Eileen Doherty, from Derry.
Eileen... Oh, my God. Carl.
What?
Look who Paul's with.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Carl.
What?
It's little Eileen, from Derry.
Good Lord.
Hi, Mr. Farron.
They're going out, Carl.
Well, I'll be booked.
Carl.
Sorry, love. Anyway, come on, Shona. I want some pictures of you and your mum.
I was talking to...
You can do that later, love. Come on.
Oh, okay. See you in a bit, Paul.
Okay.
She's nice.
We used to be close. Drifted apart a bit. I miss it.
She looked bothered.
Yeah, I know. Something's wrong, Eileen. I don't know what, but it's wrong.
Okay, Ali, come on, spit it out. What's so important?
Okay.
Ali, what?
Okay, what it is...
Excuse me.
Nadges.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, don't mind him. I'm Gemma, this is Ali.
Everyone calls me Map.
Hiya. Sorry, do you know Eileen Doherty? I think I've seen you talking to her before.
Over that way, I think.
Thanks a lot.
She's on a bit of a mission, isn't she?
Just a bit. So come on, what is it?
Well...
Come on, oh, but Ali!
Sorry, love.
Oh, and come on.
Yeah, come on, this way.
Oh, for goodness sake, this better be good.
Oh, good grief. Carl?
What now, Sarah, love?
You'd better go and rescue Cousin Valerie. She's been trapped by Uncle Archie.
Well, she might want to talk to him.
Carl, be serious. Go on, before she goes into a coma.
What am I gonna say? Probably get trapped there too.
Just say something cruel and offensive. He'll get indignant and head for the bar.
Like what?
You think of something. I have great faith in you.
Hey there, Paul.
Oh, hi, Graham.
And who is this lovely lady?
Eileen.
Nice to meet you. Don't I know you from somewhere?
I don't think so.
Hang on. Eileen. Little Eileen Doherty.
Aye, that's right. I don't think I remember yous.
Saw you in passing a few times. But mostly it was by reputation.
Reputation?
Well, we don't want to talk about that here in front of everybody, do we?
I beg your pardon.
What you used to get up to.
What are you trying to...
Well, it's okay. Sorry. What was it I used to get up to exactly?
You and Pat and little Ali Johnson. And Paul, of course. You all used to go up to the landslide together.
Yes, and?
Used to play kiss chase, wasn't it? Well, that was the story. What I heard, it was a bit more than that.
Oh, really?
You asked, darling. I told you. Lady really needs to look after her reputation, especially hanging around with a head the ball like this.
Would you mind not calling my boyfriend a head the ball?
No offence, man. Right, Steads?
No.
But you got to admit it. Steads here, he was never right at the top of the draw, was he? Just one of life's losers.
Hey!
But I suppose women like you have to settle for what you can get.
Do you want to put a cork in it now, Rutledge, or down in A&E?
Not going to start scrapping at your sister's wedding, are you?
Come on, Paul. Let's go get another drink.
Eileen, any time you fancy a game of kiss chase?
Oh, I'd look forward to that. Like I look forward to getting chlamydia.
You okay?
You know, I was saying you had to let it go.
Uh-huh.
I was wrong. Kill him first chance you get.
That's why I love you.
What? What did you say?
Nothing.
Yeah, right. You too.
Eileen, is that you?
Whoa.
Eileen!
Oh, holy Jesus.
What?
Paul, hide me.
Hey?
Through here, for goodness sake.
Eileen!
What?
Say cheese.
Cheese.
One more?
No more.
Shona.
Oh, give the happy couple a break, Carl. They'll still be here later.
All right.
God, never a minute's peace round here.
Enjoy it while it lasts. It's your special day.
Yeah.
Give us a kiss.
Okay.
God, you're beautiful.
Thanks.
I'm a very lucky man.
Thanks.
You're supposed to say you're a lucky girl.
I am.
Wait till we get to Paris. You'll find out just how lucky. Is that all you can say?
What do you want me to say?
That you're looking forward to it as well, maybe? Don't worry, darling. I'm going to make you scream tonight.
Graham!
Shona, don't mess me around. I've been patient. I've been more than patient. You wanted to wait till we were married. Well, we are. It's not as if I didn't have other offers. I've done everything you asked. Now it's your turn.
I am not your property.
You should have paid a bit more attention to your wedding vows.
What century are you living in? Ow! Graham! Don't!
Don't what?
Graham, you're hurting me.
Then don't mess around. Don't want a scene, do we? Well, do we?
No.
I'm sorry.
No!
Don't raise your voice to me. We don't want to spoil things. Your dad's looking over. Smile. Come on, Shona. Give your old dad a smile. There's a good girl. Oh, here come the waterworks.
Don't.
It's all right. You're crying because you're so happy, aren't you, love? Aren't you?
Yes.
Good girl. Now go and clean yourself up. Makeup's running. You look a sight. Go on. We're going to have fun tonight.
What was that about?
It's the lesbionic woman. Will you come on?
The what?
My second cousin, Concepta O'Hagan, from County Tyrone.
What about her?
She moved to Derry 2 years back and decided she was gay.
I didn't think you had a problem with...
I don't.
Then what?
I have a problem with stalkers.
Oh.
Aye. We went out for a few bevvies when she moved. Then she decided she was in love with me and that I was in denial.
Where'd you get that idea?
How the hell should I know? We always used to be good friends. I don't know.
So you're never with another woman or anything?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Are you disappointed?
No.
Whatever. Anyway, she kept calling, writing, emailing. But then I heard she'd moved across the water. I didn't realise she'd come here. And I don't want it all kicking off tonight, you know.
How'd she get in anyway?
Aye, well, she is a related, remember? Distantly. So why shouldn't she have swung an invite?
So what is it with you and your cousins? First part, now this.
Get lost! Come here.
Eileen!
Oh, God.
Come on, this way.
Eileen! Oh, for goodness sake. I just want to talk to you.
Oh, my God. Sarah, look at these vol-au-vents. Fresh salmon, I said. Not salmon that's died and been cremated.
Carl, calm down. Excuse me.
Yes, madam.
Do you think you could take these back to the kitchen? They're burned.
Of course, madam. I'll do it on my way out.
Out?
Russia beckons. Meeting a lady. Oh, do give my regards to your son.
You know Paul?
We're acquainted. Tell him that Stan and Lady Alice said hello.
Strange man. Happy now?
No, I'm not. Now there's not enough food to go round.
And that's when I stabbed him with the cake knife, Your Honour.
Sarah?
What now?
Where's Shona?
Oh, God, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? You stupid girl, you stupid, 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 bloody stupid little girl.
Shona? Shona? You in there, love? Everyone's wondering where you are. Graham's getting worried. Shona?
No, Mum!
Quick, in here.
Oh, come on.
It's our only chance with Conceptor on the loose. She's like the Terminator with a flat-top haircut.
Pete's sake.
Eileen.
Get the door shut.
Eileen. Oh, holy Jesus. What is wrong with that girl?
What's wrong with me? Eileen. Coming from lesbianic stalker woman there.
Calm down, love.
Don't tell me to calm down, Paul Farn.
You're gorgeous when you're angry.
Away and play with yourself.
About that.
What? Do you ever think about anything else?
I'm a bloke.
Oh, aye. Forgot about that. No. Stop it. You naughty. Naughty. Naughty boy.
Seen Steds?
He'll be fine.
Might be in trouble.
Probably.
Maybe we should...
Ali, just for once, let's stay put and not get involved with anything major. Now, come on, what's all this about?
Okay.
Ali! Matches on a stick.
This is getting silly.
Well, bloody excuse me. Where's Paul?
Dunno, Mr. Farron. Haven't seen him since...
Since when?
Since before.
Well, that's a great flipping help. Always were the brains of the partnership, weren't you?
Look, what's the problem?
No one knows where he is, and no one's seen the blinking bride in about as long. Now, call me cynical, but as seen as whenever someone goes pear-shaped, my idiot son's usually right in the middle of it. I'm assuming the two things are linked.
There's no need to be rude.
No need? This is our Shona's big day, and...
So what? Do you think Stead's kidnapped her or something? Is she tied up in a broom cupboard somewhere?
Wrong.
All right.
We'll go and have a look, Mr. Farron.
All right, lad. Fair enough. Well, go on then. Look lively.
Yes, Mr. Farron.
Yes, Mr. Farron. No, Mr. Farron. Three bags full, Mr. Farron.
Oh, shut up. What are you doing?
Just looking on the floor to see if that's where your spine got to.
Oi. Look, Stead's dad scares the hell out of me. All right.
All right, all right. Big girl's blouse.
God almighty, what was I thinking? Every time, every damn time. Always got to make a fool of myself and... Hello? Hello? Are you alright?
Who's that?
My name's Conceptor. Are you okay?
Conceptor?
You?
What are you doing here?
Never mind that, what are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? It's my ruddy wedding.
You're getting married.
Got married.
Why?
I don't know.
Was it anything to do with me?
Not everything's to do with you.
You don't know anything about me. You didn't stay for more than 5 minutes once.
Don't. Please.
So what's wrong?
Oh, God, I've really screwed it all up now.
Come here.
Don't.
Sorry, I only... Come here, darling. Come here.
Feeling better for that, love?
Oh, shut up. Is my lipstick smudged?
Nah.
You sure?
Steds, what are you doing here?
Hiding.
Long story. You?
The bride's gone AWOL.
What? Why?
Your dad thinks it's you.
Why do you think that?
He always does. Where'd you see her last?
She went through the door into this corridor. Has she not been past?
Not that we noticed.
How could you have missed her?
Eileen, do you want a tissue? Your lipstick's in a state.
Oh, thanks.
You didn't? Oh, no way.
Meh.
God almighty, do you two ever stop?
Says the Italian stallion.
All right, that's enough. If she didn't go past us, where could she still be?
Ladies' room? It's just back there.
Sarah said she'd already looked.
Let's look again. What's that?
I don't think I want to know.
Hello? Hello?
Let me.
Steps, that's for ladies.
She's my sister, Map. Shona, love. Shona?
Paul?
Yeah, love. You all right? Dad's going spare.
Paul, it's not a good time.
What's going on? Look, I wanna...
Will you just clear off?
Steds? Steds, what's up?
I feel soiled.
Steds, what's wrong?
Paul?
Found Shona.
Right.
Did I hear a conceptor?
Yeah.
What was she doing in there with you... With your... No way.
What?
Yes, way.
No way. Way.
What are you all on about?
Don't you ever knock?
I did.
Aye, well, nobody said yous could come in. Anyway, she wants to see you.
Oh, okay.
Eileen.
Aye?
We need to talk.
Stead's dad sent us to find Shona.
Just tell him you couldn't. We've stuff needs sorting here.
Okay.
But...
Come on, Ali.
Shona, darling.
Hi.
You all right?
Come on, Eileen.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that.
So what's all this about, sis?
I'm gay.
No, really?
Paul.
Why did you get married then? And to him? That git?
He can be charming, you know, on the surface. He was nice to me.
But you just said you're gay. Why were you getting married in the first place if you were...
Because I didn't want to be. All right.
But you got loads of gay mates. You never had a problem with...
Gay mates is one thing, but being gay... I couldn't tell Mum and Dad. How was I going to? You know what they're like. They've got it all planned out. Go to university, get married, have kids, earn 50 grand a year, and then we can look after them when they're old.
That's why they love you, innit?
Because I did everything they expected. You didn't, and...
Yeah? So what, you're on into Conceptia tonight and bank?
No. Back in the summer, I was in the Gate Village. It's just a night out from uni. Con started chatting me up at the bar. I went along with it to start off because I thought it's nice. And the attention. But then All right.
Just don't describe everything. Anything.
Paul.
Anyway.
I woke up in bed with her the next morning. I got out before she woke up. I just kept telling myself that I'd just been drunk. But I couldn't stop thinking about her. I just wanted to get her out of my head and...
And you ended up with Graham.
I was trying to convince myself. But even when I said, I do, I was thinking, I don't. And then I ran into her here and... Oh, God, what am I going to do?
So?
So, how have you been?
Fine.
That's good.
Aye. How about you?
I'm okay. Look, Eileen.
Aye.
I'm not after you anymore, okay?
You're not? But...
Look, when I realised I was gay, I wanted somebody to share it with. And I convinced myself it was you. You were such a tomboy when we were Wayne's and... We were always, you know, we were so close when we were kids, so...
So of course I want to sleep with yous. Is that what going lesbianic does to your brain? You start thinking like a man?
I was wrong, okay? I made a mistake. Look, Eileen, I didn't know what to do. It was all new to me as well. I was scared. I'm trying to say sorry here, Eileen.
God, you look so different.
The haircut.
Have you been working out?
Might have been.
Aye. You remembered I'd always liked a set of biceps then?
No, I didn't play with yourself. Sorry, bad choice of words.
Think they call that a Freudian slip?
You wish. Get over yourself, girl. You were my best friend. I didn't want to lose that.
You've not.
What?
Is it safe to come in?
Of course it is.
Eileen, are you fit to drive?
What you got in mind?
Sean's got 2 plane tickets to Paris for the honeymoon.
Are you asking me to help your sister do a runner with Con?
Yeah.
On her wedding night?
Uh-huh.
I'll bring the car around the back. What's up with you now?
My ship's coming, that's all.
Oh, she's the love of your life now. Tart.
Oh, wait and play with yourself. And I mean that in all seriousness.
What am I going to do?
Say we couldn't find her.
I can't lie to Stetty's dad.
What?
He's like Sauron in Lord of the Rings. He can see right through me.
We need to get you out more often.
Well? Oh, hi, Mr. Farron. We looked all over, Mr. Farron. Couldn't find him, Mr. Farron.
You did you?
Yeah. No sign. No.
Oh, fan-blinking-tastic.
There, that wasn't so bad, was it? Would Diddums like a sweetie for being such a brave little soldier?
Buck off.
We would like to remind you that Manchester International is a non-smoking airport.
You've got everything. Passports, toothbrush.
Yes, Mother.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah. They just changed the reservation from Mr. and Mrs. Routledge to Mrs. Routledge and Miss O'Hagan. Had to buy a new plane ticket for Concepta, that's all.
I didn't mean that.
I know. Thanks, Paul.
What for?
Everything. Big bro.
Little sis. Go on.
Yeah. Let's go, Con.
One sec. Eileen.
Con.
Take care, both of yous. We will.
Go on. They'll leave without you.
We'll be fine. See y'all.
See ya.
You do realise all hell's gonna break loose over this?
Yeah. What was that for?
Being you. Come on.
Want another one, love?
No, I'm fine.
Well, where the hell is she?
Hey, up.
We're looking, Graham. I'm sure it's all a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding?
Graham's going a lovely shade of red, isn't he?
Certainly is.
Well, maybe she had too much champagne, you know. Glug, 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 boomf, you know.
Never mind the comedy act, Carl. That's my wife's gone missing.
There's no need to get like that with me, Graham.
Oh, you don't think so?
Look! Oh, look. Here comes trouble. Now we'll get some answers. You!
Hiya, Dad.
Oh, blimey.
I used to.
Hi, Eileen.
Where's your sister?
We need to talk in private.
Stuff that, Farron. That's my wife you're on about.
Is he one filling in?
Might get his wish in a minute.
We can but hope.
It's going to hit the fan, isn't it?
Any minute.
What?
Now.
She's done what?
This is all your fault.
How's it my fault?
It always is.
Carl, stop it. This isn't helping. Paul didn't...
Turn my wife gay? Nah. That's one thing he didn't screw up. About the only thing I know,
Leave
but...
it, Rutledge.
Should have known. Brother like you? Should have known she'd be as bad. You're a loser and she's a slapper.
Graham!
There's no call for language like that, lad. I know you're upset and everything, but...
What did you say?
Paul.
What did you call my sister?
Steads, mate. Leave it.
You heard.
Paul, Graham, stop it, both
Maybe
of you.
Maybe you'd better say that again so we all can hear.
I said...
Shut up, you. Just shut up.
Your sister...
Steads, remember what happened last time you lost your ragged
deck
someone?
Get out me way, Matt.
No, I won't. You broke a bloke's jaw and got 18 months of GBH and I'm not having you doing that again.
Carl, do something.
All right. Graham, come on, lad. Let's get ourselves a drink and...
Get lost, you stupid old man.
Don't talk to me like that.
Or what? What's up, Paul? Too chicken? Or can't you be bothered sticking up for a worthless...
Right!
Stop it! Paul, stop it!
Help someone!
Dead!
Let him go, you stupid
I think
boy.
I'm going to give you the satisfaction, Rutledge. This ain't school. I'm not playing your games anymore. You talk about my sister again, you go near my sister, and they'll have to do a DNA check to identify you. Now get out!
Now I'll get you for this, Farron.
I'll be waiting.
Graham, wait, lad!
Get lost. You and your whole loser family.
Well, it's not over yet. Where's the band? Help yourself to the buffet, anybody, if you... Oh, rollocks to it.
Come on, mate. Let's go.
One sec. Mum, Dad, we're going.
Good.
Dad, it wasn't my...
Shut up. Just get out of my sight.
Paul, just give us a minute here.
Whatever.
You know, I was trying to remember our wedding day before.
Wasn't that long ago?
Not that. I was trying to remember that spark. When we first got together.
Spark?
I couldn't see it in Shona's face.
See what?
The spark.
Spark? I'm a plumber, not a ruddy electrician.
The one between you and me, you silly old fool. Carl Farron, you are infuriating. You're in a strop because this wedding's not turned out right. Oof, like a little boy. Never mind if Shona's happy or not. All you care about is how it makes you look.
That's not true.
You could have fooled me. You won't even give Paul the time of day.
Can you blame me for that?
Yes, I can, Carl. He's our son. Your son. He's made mistakes.
Mistakes?
Yes, Carl, mistakes. Like you, like me, like everyone else.
But look at the mess he's made of all this.
Mess? And if Shona had stayed with Graham because, what, because she thought that's what we wanted and be miserable for the rest of her life, what kind of a mess would that be? Paul has always done his best for the people he cares about. But you never give him a chance. All because you think he let you down.
He didn't let me down, Sarah. He let himself down. He broke my heart, Sarah.
I think you broke his too.
All they ever wanted was for our kids to have what we didn't. And look at them.
They're still our kids. Shona's still Shona. It's just now we know she's different.
You know how long I've waited for this. Just to walk her down the aisle.
You manage that.
Why do we do it?
What?
Get married and have kids.
What?
I'm not saying wish we hadn't. It all seems to go wrong all the time.
Welcome to the real world. Anyway, Paul seems happy with Eileen. Maybe they'll tie the knot.
Little Eileen, eh?
Yeah. And they've got those civil partnerships now. Maybe Shona and Concepta will...
Don't.
I'm just wondering who'll wear the dress.
Sarah, please.
Maybe both of them.
Don't.
Sorry, dear. Do you remember that Christmas do when you were still at the factory? They had a party for children and you told Paul to take care of his sister.
He didn't know. He never let her out of his sight once. Wait for outside the loo when she had to go.
And he's never really stopped.
What were you saying about a spark?
I was trying to remember what it was like when we first met.
Long time ago.
Not that long. And I seem to remember that you could be a bit of a wild one too.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, no. What about when you let down the tyres on that policeman's bike?
Oh, yeah.
Just the kind of thing Paul would do. For his friends. And then there was that time on Clifton Moss.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, so you don't remember the bit when you,
Oh, yeah, that.
Mum? Dad?
Hi, Paul.
Are you okay?
We'll be fine.
Dad?
Fine.
Carl, I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Mum. Bye, Dad.
Paul?
Yeah? Yeah, I know, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Looks like everyone's gone home. Well, apart from the band. Carl?
What?
Come on.
What? No.
Come on.
No.
Carl Farron, dance with me.
Oh, all right.
How's me wee darling?
Hungover.
You're a fan?
Oh, thanks. You're definitely my dream girl now.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
What do you want to do today?
Nothing that involves getting out of bed.
Fine by me.
Morning, love.
What time is it?
10:30.
Oh.
Headache?
Aye. Why am I hungover? I wasn't drinking.
You were when we got back.
Oh, aye.
Paracetamol's over there, next to your brew.
Oh, grand. You'll make some girl a lovely wife.
Dunno, after last night. Enough to put anyone off.
You think?
Maybe not. Love you.
And yous. Where's Map and Gemma? Weren't they crashing here?
Done for a walk.
There, apparently.
Map said they had something to talk about.
Oh?
Never got to pop the question yesterday, did he?
So, he's gonna ask her to marry him now?
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
You're not jealous, are you?
No. I'm happy just the way we are, right now.
Good. You want black pudding with your eggs and bacon?
So?
Ali, get up off your knees, you're getting wet.
Will you, Gemma?
That ring is so beautiful.
Took ages picking it. You like it?
It's lovely.
Then you will. You'll marry me.
Ali.
Yes, yes. She's going to marry me.
Ali.
She's going to marry
Ali.
Me. I'm getting married in the
Ali.
Morning. The ding-dong, the bells are going to chime.
Ali, Ali, no.
No. No what?
No, Ali. No.
You mean?
No, Ali. I'm not going to marry you.
But why?
I don't.
Don't what?
I just don't. I've tried, but I don't. I can't.
Can't what?
I don't love you. Enough. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Ali.
I got the receipt. I can get my money back. It's not a problem. I mean, I just thought.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
Ali, I'm sorry. Come here.
No, don't.
Okay.
Don't feel sorry for me, for Pete's sake. Just makes it worse. So where's that leave us?
Standing next to a duck pond.
Hey. Oh. I thought he was being... What's it?
Metaphorical.
Whatever.
In Map and Stead's Wedding Bell Blues, Aaron Kelly played Map, Bernard Nugent played Stead's, Victoria McCorkle played Gemma, Kate Gilbert played Eileen, Laura Sharp played Shona, Alison Carlin played Concepta, Dave Lawrence played Carl, Julia Nelson played Sarah, Phil Bembow played Graham, and Simon Bestwick played Keith and the Devil. The play was written and directed by Simon Bestwick, and produced and mixed by Ian McNess. The Wedding Bell Blues Band were Simon Bestwick on lead vocals and Ian McNess on guitars, with backing vocals by Julie Nicholson and Ian McNess. Map and Stead's Wedding Bell Blues was a Dark Smile production. Will not be long, love, till our wedding day. Last night she came to me, my dead love. So softly she came, her feet